Sharing water is one of the topics discussed at the World Water Forum this year, and FAO will be releasing a publication on water and migration. Could you elaborate on that?
Water and migration has been quite high on the both development and emergency assistance agendas lately. But migration is a normal phenomenon. It has happened throughout the history. And when it's regular, orderly, and safe, it's actually a good thing. It can be a part of countries' adaptation efforts, and definitely it can support sustainable development, both in host countries as well as in the origin of migration. This World Water Forum is focusing on water and migration because of the fact that migration is not happening in an orderly and safe fashion with unexpected and mostly adverse impacts on natural resources. And we would like to do a scientific study to show that migration is not necessarily a negative phenomenon and what should be done in order to turn it around and help the decision makers in planning their both emergency assistance as well as their development efforts to better adapt to an already existing phenomenon and hopefully relieve the pressure on the natural resources and most importantly on water resources, and for the longer term, turn it further and make it a part of the development efforts on both ends of the migration path.
How could migration improve capacity to adapt to water stress?
Migration, when planned and done in a safe and orderly manner, can be made a part of the development plans of countries, communities, regions, and as such, the migrants can support both communities through the skills that they learn in the process, through the remittances they get, and also contribute to the cultural understanding and advancement of cooperation. And this is why it's important that not only countries on the origin of migration paths, but also those on the receiving end, as well as the international donors, understand this phenomena well enough so they can act accordingly and in a hopefully coordinated manner. There are examples around the world that we can learn from, both good and bad. For example, in Africa, Lake Chad has been shrinking for a good while, causing a lot of negative impact on rural livelihoods. And the governments involved have understood these impacts and are trying to do something about it in order to prevent further damage on the livelihoods, but also to provide means for those who are willing to come back and contribute to their original communities. Another example, what causes migration can also cause a decline in the mobility of people because of the huge negative impact on poverty. This has been shown in West Africa, for example, in Ethiopia. Due to extended droughts, women decided to postpone their marriages, for example, and a lot of people felt that they were not mobile anymore. So both ends of the spectrum have to be taken into account.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Univers.
Thank you for having me.